Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Throughout its history, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, has sought to promote sustainable home ownership, support community and urban development, and access to affordable housing. Over the last couple of years, HUD has made many steps to improve its management and performance in fulfilling this important mission. What is HUD's financial management strategy? How is HUD using financial data to inform its management decision-making process? And how is HUD transforming the way it does business? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Doug Criscitiello, Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Dennis Kayser. Dennis, welcome.
Thanks, Michael.
Doug, before we delve into specific initiatives, let's start off by learning more about the organization. Can you provide us with a brief overview of the mission and evolution of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development?
Sure. HUD was created as a cabinet-level agency back in 1965, and its primary mission has evolved somewhat over time, but it's generally been to promote homeownership, fair housing, and community development, and also to provide rental assistance. Today, HUD has sharpened its focus, and its mission now is to create strong, sustainable, inclusive communities and quality, affordable homes for all. Interestingly, HUD has been playing a very active role in our economy and has touched the lives of many Americans in recent years as we're emerging from this financial crisis. And just a couple of quick numbers for you. Through HUD programs, 6 million Americans have mortgages today that are backed by the Federal Housing Administration at HUD. About 4.7 million low-income families benefit from our rental assistance programs. And we provide community development block grants across the country. So you're seeing HUD impacts in our cities and states from coast to coast today.
So operationally, how is HUD organized? What's the size of its budget, number of full-time employees, and the geographical footprint?
HUD has about 80 field offices across the country. We have 10 regional centers, have a total of about 9,000 employees in place. Our budget is approaching $50 billion. A good chunk of that goes to assist low and very low-income families have decent, safe, affordable rental housing. And we're structured around our mission areas at HUD. You know, I talked earlier about promoting safe, inclusive communities, you know, and a number of our bureaus within HUD have that as a key part of their mission. We have a large office of housing. The Federal Housing Administration is part of that office. We have a large office of community planning and development, which is very focused on regional and community development across the country. And our third largest office is the Office of Public and Indian Housing. And I mentioned the work that we do to provide rental assistance, and that's directed through that office. There are a number of other offices within HUD. Those are what I consider the big three.
So with an expansive and important mission, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about your role supporting that mission. Would you tell us about the responsibilities and duties of the CFO at HUD?
Let me start just by way of background. If I'm going to talk about the Office of the Chief Financial Officer, I really need to talk a bit about the Chief Financial Officers Act of 1990. That's the statute that really dictates how federal CFOs are doing their job. The CFO Act sought to improve financial information transparency and strengthen internal controls and mitigate risk throughout the government. That's sort of why the CFOs exist. The Act put a CFO in every federal agency and made those CFOs responsible for corporate-like audited financial statements. Our challenge going forward is to find ways to make the work of the OCFO, the Chief Financial Office, more relevant to decision makers and taxpayers while continuing to do our basic financial management blocking and tackling. Moving to my own office at HUD, we are split into four areas on accounting, financial management, financial systems, and budgeting. About 200 staff. You know, we spend between $40 and $50 million a year on the staff and the related work that we do. You know, our primary mission is to support HUD and the program offices at HUD by guiding these program offices and the employees there toward the understanding and practice of sound financial management and program development. And we also operate as a steward for public funds.
I'd like to go back to your specific responsibilities and duties. What would you say the top three challenges are that you face in your position, and how are you addressing those challenges?
I think clearly our primary challenge right now is managing a large and complex budget. You know, we're always dealing with three separate fiscal years. We're closing out the previous year. We're executing the current year, and we're planning for the ensuing year. This year, it's even more challenging because we're in the process. You know, our current year, our fiscal year 11 budget has not yet been enacted. We're about to submit our congressional budget request to the Hill for fiscal year 12. That's enormously complex, and we're in an unusual circumstance. So it's requiring us to remain very nimble, to juggle those 3 years and to continue to provide the support throughout the department to get the job done that we need to do regardless of, you know, the status of our current year budget, at least. You know, another key challenge for me at HUD has been to improve our financial systems. I inherited a project that had been underway for quite some time known as HUD's Integrated Financial Management Improvement Project, HIFMIP. That is an effort to replace an antiquated financial systems technology and to move HUD toward having financial data that's reliable, timely, and allows us to safeguard taxpayer dollars and to arm decision makers within HUD with information they need to do their job. And the third is related to the first two, but it's a challenge of enhancing our financial information and reporting to provide an understandable picture of HUD's performance, financial condition, and fiscal outlook. It's just highly incumbent upon us to make sure that taxpayers and elected officials understand what we're doing with their dollars, right? With taxpayer dollars. How are they being used? Are they being used effectively? And are we able, in an understandable way, we want to convey what we're doing, how much we're spending, and what taxpayers are getting for their investment in HUD?
Thanks, Doug. Those sound like some significant challenges. If we could, we'd like to learn a little bit more about you. So would you describe your career path for our listeners? You know, how did you begin your career and what brought you to your current leadership role?
Yeah, well, it's a long and winding road. My own career, I started out my career in the most nitty-gritty way at local government. I've worked for the city of New York several times. My first job with the city of New York, I worked at the Department of Sanitation. My first assignment was to do a management study at Fresh Kills Landfill. So spent a few months there at Fresh Kills. But, it was fascinating to me. I mean, that's an important function. And it really just ignited a flame in me that I wanted to learn more about government and how we do what we do. From there, my interest sort of morphed into, I had a real interest in finance and budgeting. I went down that path and moved to Washington, where I spent about 10 years working on federal budget issues at the Congressional Budget Office, the Office of Management and Budget, and also the Small Business Administration. Very interesting jobs, all great organizations, and I was thrilled to have that experience. After about 10 years of federal service, I had an opportunity to return to New York City. So I went from the landfill of Staten Island to an office downtown. I was asked to set up an independent agency modeled after the Congressional Budget Office here in Washington. So I was the founding director and first employee of the New York City Independent Budget Office. And our job there was to enhance official and public understanding of fiscal issues facing New Yorkers. And, you know, a nonpartisan organization. I think the nature of this work is nonpartisan. Good budgeting, good financial management speaks for itself. There's not a partisan angle to it. I did come back to D.C. after a while working in New York, spent some time in the private sector doing some consulting work and some banking-related work. But ultimately, I've been attracted back into government service. Again, not a terribly partisan person, but I was truly inspired when this president was elected. His election, coupled with the looming financial crisis at the time, really motivated me to throw my hat back in the ring. And, you know, I was really honored to get nominated by him to serve as HUD's CFO. And, you know, it's just been a thrilling experience to work for the president and, importantly, within HUD, to work with Secretary Donovan, who is just a tremendous leader and the exact CEO that this organization needs right now.
Well, keeping up on that idea of leadership and a leader of the organization, and given your experience as you just outlined it, what are the characteristics of an effective leader? And more particularly, what management lessons have you brought to the culture of HUD from your previous experience?
Well, you need a leader. And in part, I think I'm hearkening to HUD's current secretary, who I think has done a fabulous job at articulating a vision and devising a strategy to get there. I think anyone can come up with a dream, a vision, but to really come down to how do we get there and to get involved in the projects and the day-to-day tasks to get you there. As leaders, that's what we need to be focused on. It's not just the big picture. Now, bringing it back to me in terms of my own staff, and I have a terrific team at HUD within the Office of the Chief Financial Officer. And I guess my guiding principles, you know, I try to empower my people by treating them with respect, soliciting contrary views. Last thing I want is a bunch of folks around me who are victims of groupthink. I want to hear from folks who think, you know, we're not going down the right path in this area or the other. You know, we move into these leadership positions, but it doesn't mean we have a monopoly on wisdom by any means. So I try to encourage full participation. I guess one area that I've hoped that I've evolved over time, I try to listen. Especially, it's interesting to be a political appointee in an agency like HUD, where I've inherited a very seasoned career staff. I mean, I have folks that have been at HUD and working within the OCFO for decades. You know, they have incredibly valuable knowledge, and I'd be a fool not to listen to that. I've been fortunate throughout my career to work at a number of organizations where there are smart, hardworking people who love what they do, and HUD is just the latest example.
What is HUD's financial management modernization strategy? We will ask Doug Crisitello, Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.